Hello and welcome to the WebCert and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. The Chinese government has taken further steps to stop the use of VPNs. Microsoft is planning to increase high-speed internet levels in the US and Stripe has signed a deal with Alipay and WeChat, which will help global businesses accept payments from Chinese consumers. The Chinese government has taken further steps to stop the use of VPNs in the country. At the beginning of July, they ordered the popular Green VPN to halt operations. Now, state-run telecom companies such as China Mobile, China Unicom, and China Telecom have been told by authorities that they need to block access to all VPNs by the 1st of February 2018. VPNs are used by internet users in the country who want to get around the strict internet policies in China and work by accessing sites via networks in other locations. President Xi launched a nationwide cyber sovereignty campaign earlier this year in order to crack down on dissent and public access to the worldwide internet. Jake Parker, the Beijing-based vice president of the US-China Business Council, to Bloomberg, said that this most recent move seems to be targeted individuals, but could also impact businesses who use the technology. He added that it could be enough to make a company think about closing or reducing operations in China. Microsoft has announced plans to help introduce high-speed internet to 2 million Americans within the next 2 years. In a scheme called the Rural Airband Initiative, the company will begin to implement its new system in 12 states to begin with, targeting what the company calls white spaces, which are the wireless radio airwaves that aren't already owned by broadcasters. Currently, 23 million Americans in rural areas in the US do not have access to high-speed internet, a huge number of potential consumers for e-commerce retailers who may be suffering due to the bad connections. However, Microsoft claimed that it was not looking to become a telecom provider, but instead was looking to work with existing providers to provide better connections around the US. Stripe has signed a deal with Alibaba and WeChat in a move that will see businesses become able to activate both Alipay and WeChat Pay on their Stripe dashboards. This means that both payment services will be available to be accepted by vendors using Stripe. Alipay will accept one-off and recurring payments, although the recurring payments will only be available within a private beta test. The move means that Chinese buyers will now be able to buy from overseas websites that use Stripe using Alipay and WeChat. John Collison, president and co-founder of Stripe, said the company aims to build a unified infrastructure for the internet economy. He added that the implementation of the two payment services would allow businesses to access the once impenetrable Chinese market. Google is looking set to become the latest mobile payment option in India with the introduction of its Android Pay app. The CEO of the National Payments Corporation of India has told reporters that Google has completed testing on its payments platform in the country. Following the tests, it looks ready to become the first international company to launch a payment service in the country, joining Paytm, India's largest mobile wallet company, and Airtel. Google has said that it's always looking for ways to make it easy for people to pay with their mobile devices. The company added that it wanted to expand to the next billion users, with India being a key market to finding those users. And finally, programmatic advertising is taking off amongst small businesses in the Netherlands. Despite slowing growth over the past few years compared to other Western markets, it's become the country's top digital advertising method amongst small publishers. According to eMarketer, programmatic advertising accounted for 33% of all ad spend last year. When global companies were removed from the study, the number increased to 60%. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us. And be sure to check out our catch-up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.